was, in fact, a bomb aboard a Russian plane traveling from the Sinai Peninsula, the first shot in the latest offensive from ISIS that now includes attacks in Beirut against Hezbollah-controlled territory and the Paris attacks last Friday. Russian authorities now say that they have confirmed an improvised explosive device caused the downing of the jet last month, killing all 224 people aboard. Joining us is Kimberly Martin, professor of political science at Columbia University's Barnard College. Kimberly, why the delay in announcing this, and does this suddenly bring Russia into this battle against ISIS in a way that they weren't necessarily allied with the U.S. and France before?
Well, John, you know, it's very hard to know what causes Russia to make any particular decision at the moment because they don't have any institutions that are behind policymaking. So it's all Putin and his close friends that are making the decisions and announcing things. But a couple things to keep in mind. The first thing is that what has been announced by Russia is that it was a bomb, not that they agree that necessarily it was a bomb that was used by the Islamic State. And I think that's really important to keep in mind when we are talking about it as well, because the bomb on the plane was very different from the other attacks. It was incredibly precisely targeted. It hit a plane that went down in the middle of the desert, so it didn't affect any Egyptians, only the people on board the plane. And the people on board the plane were almost completely Russian citizens, and those who were not Russian citizens were people who felt comfortable enough being in Russia that they were flying to a tourist destination in Egypt from Putin's hometown of St. Petersburg. And so this was really a very precisely defined attack that's very different from a suicide bombing or a mass shooting that just hits people in general. And I think that might be an indication that even if the Islamic State was involved, it wasn't just the Islamic State. And the reason that I think that is because up until this point, up until yesterday, Russia was not primarily hitting Islamic State targets in Egypt. They were hitting the targets that were more of what we've been calling the moderate rebels, people that the U.S. and the CIA and other Arab states have been supporting against the Assad regime. So something shifted, but I wouldn't necessarily guess that this means that we have certainty that it was the Islamic State that shot down the plane.
Well, let's do some hypotheticals here. This does resemble the Lockerbie bombing in the sense that it was precise. It was timed to come down in a particular location. Actually, there was some thought that the Lockerbie bombing was supposed to come down over the ocean, so it was perhaps a mistake that it came down over land. But the sharing of terrorist technology in terms of downing aircraft would suggest that if ISIS has this capability, this is a major escalation.
I think you're right. And I think that on the one hand, this makes it look like things might be getting more dangerous for the external world because the Islamic State seems now to be targeting the international community as opposed to just wanting regime change towards the caliphate in their own home territories. But on the other hand, we've gotten the first signs in the last couple of days that this might actually create a new opening for Russian cooperation with the West. And partly that's because all of a sudden yesterday, it does seem that the Russian planes and the Russian missiles are now targeting Islamic State locations inside Syria as opposed to the moderate rebels that they had been targeting earlier, which indicates that there's some cooperation with France. And also, we saw yesterday that the Russians, for the first time, talked about offering some debt relief to Ukraine, which is an indication that maybe there is some possibility for cooperation there as well.
Double-edged sword with cooperation with Putin, whose fighting of terrorism includes tactics like carpet bombing in Chechnya. Kimberly Martin is professor of political science at Columbia University's Barnard College. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.